came out of nowhere, attacked my dog. I fell. His dog bit me also.
Was this pit bull owner all talk?
I did tell her I would pay her vet bill.
So why didn't you? The reason you're getting beat up is because you're making excuses.
But he says they sent a message.
My tires were slashed, my car door was damaged, all because they were upset that I didn't get in trouble in the first place.
Did you vandalize his car?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Christy Dillon and her boyfriend Stephen Lindstrom are suing neighbor Danny Chandler for vet and medical bills after his pit bull attacked Christy and the couple's miniature schnauzer.
Order. All rise. Quiet in the courtroom. Case number 294 on the calendar, the matter of Dillon Lindstrom versus Chandler.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
You are?
Stephen Lindstrom.
Whose dog is the little terrier?
Mine.
It's a miniature schnauzer?
A miniature schnauzer.
And this incident happened with the defendant's dog on what date?
Tuesday evening, September 16th.
What time?
Around 9 p.m.
How far do you live from where Mr. Chandler lives?
I live around the corner, about six houses away.
How long have you lived there?
I had lived there just over a month.
And how long have you lived there, Mr. Chandler?
3 years.
And you have two dogs?
I have three.
You have two that I know about in here. You have a small dog, a terrier?
Yes.
You have a pit bull?
American bulldog.
And what's the third dog that you have?
A chocolate lab.
Now, on the 16th of September, you were walking your dog with your boyfriend on a leash.
Yes, ma'am.
And it is your claim that the defendant's pit bull got out of his control and attacked your dog and you.
Yes, ma'am.
You want to be compensated for both your medical bills, the dog's veterinary bills, period.
Yes,
just
ma'am.
Compensated for those two things.
Mm-hmm.
Do you own your home, Mr. Chandler?
No, I do not.
Do you rent it?
Yes.
Do you have renter's insurance?
No.
I'd like you to tell me what happened.
We were about to go to dinner, and it was time to walk the dog beforehand. We rounded the corner. I mean, just walking down the sidewalk, crossing the street, and that's when his dog came out of nowhere.
Were you in the middle of the... Were you crossing the street, or were you on the sidewalk?
No, we were crossing the street.
Okay.
His dog came out of nowhere, attacked my dog, and during the scuffle, while I was trying to pull my dog out of his dog's mouth, I fell. His dog bit me also.
Didn't break your skin?
Did not.
Lucky. If his dog wanted to break your skin, bit you, that he, believe me, he would have bitten you.
I had on, like, three shirts.
Absolutely. Dog was taken to the vet?
My dog was, yes.
And the vet bill was how much?
$348.07.
And you sought medical treatment that evening?
The next morning.
Next morning. Where?
At OSU Medical Center.
For what?
I had a goose egg on my left leg, and then I had bite marks down my side.
I'd like to see the report, please, and the bill.
Here's the invoice for him, and then these are pictures of my dog, and then here's the emergency room bill.
Balls in your court.
Okay. On September 16th, she is right. She was walking her dog, but she walked in front of my house. Her dog was in my yard where her dog attacked my Karen Terrier.
Listen to me. I read your answer.
Yeah.
Put it down.
Okay.
I read your answer. This is what your answer says. That you were sitting on the porch.
Yes.
With a friend.
Yes.
And your little dog.
Yes.
Your little dog was unleashed.
Yes.
The pit bull was chained to a tree. I assume that that's the chain that you want me to believe that your dog was on. Stop shaking your head. It's making me dizzy. Because you are a dog whisperer, you say in your answer, your little dog wanted to say hello to their dog.
Well,
that's what you said. You say, my little dog, Alex, wanted to say hello to them and left the porch, left your control. That's what you said.
It's true.
And then you go on to say that even though your dog just wanted to say hello, their dog, who was leashed within their control, bit your dog on the ear. That's what you say.
And yeah, but
and
I never.
I
never said her dog was leashed. I didn't even
her
see.
There's no indication that her dog was not leashed. And she says her dog was leashed. So I believe that. I know for sure that your dog wasn't leashed.
Yeah.
Then you say when your dog, who just wanted to say hello to her dog, got bitten on the ear, the pit bull, and I'm using your words, hearing his brother in pain, got loose from that chain and protected her brother by attacking the little dog, because you can't deny that. I mean, I have the photographs and I have the reports. Did do that. And she was injured in the process.
That's true.
And you think there is a way that you are not responsible for a lot more than what they're suing you for. She is suing you for the vet bill and her medical bill. I tack on a couple of $1,000 with injuries like this. Actually, I would have tacked on another couple of $1,000 for injuries like this caused by your dog who was out of your control. However happened that your dog was out of your control. Both your dogs were out of your control.
Happened in my yard, Judge Judy.
I don't believe you. And B, even if it happened on your yard, the dogs were out of your control. They didn't go onto your grass. Your dog, according to you, saw their dog, came running out off the porch, came running off the porch to say hello. And I assume, put it down, I assume barking, right?
Yes.
Unless it was speaking French or German or signing.
No, Judge Judy.
It was barking.
That was the reason why when the police called, I mean, I didn't even get a ticket for it because where it happened at.
Listen, let me explain something to you. I'm not stupid. I don't know who responded to your scene, sir, but I'm telling you, you are 100% responsible because both of your dogs were out of your control.
And I did tell her I would pay her vet bill.
Just a second. So why didn't you?
I told her I needed time.
Well, that's a different story. Not only her vet bill, but her medical bill. Did you see her arm? Did you see the photographs?
Not just then.
Would you like me to show them to you?
No, I saw them from here.
Okay, so vet bill is one thing. Her medical bill is the second thing. And if you said to me, quite frankly, if we came in here and you said, I know I'm responsible because my dogs were out of my control. I didn't have the money. I said, give me some time. I said, okay, that's reasonable. The reason you're getting beat up, Mr. Chandler, is because you're making excuses.
No, I'm sorry, I don't mean to say it like that, but no, where it happened at, it happened in my yard, though.
Listen to me. If your dog, hey, Mr. Chandler, if your out of control little terrier comes running off the porch and she's in the street, because she's not walking on your grass, she's walking either across the street or on the sidewalk, put your hand down. And your dog comes running, and her dog is on a long leash, and her dog then goes onto your property. If that's what you're saying, it's still your fault. She's walking in the street. The reason that her dog put a paw on your property is because your uncontrolled little dog came off the porch to say hello, barking. Her dog may have. I don't know. It doesn't matter. You had two uncontrolled animals. You are responsible for them. And if you choose to have an animal that can cause serious injury without insurance, which is really dumb, on both counts, by the way, having a dog that can cause serious injury is dumb, and having a dog that can cause serious injury without insurance is dumber, then I get to do my thing.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Counterclaim says that when you got to the spot where she was with your dog, she got up and she was poking her finger
at
you.
Irate.
She was very irate. Are you kidding me?
And later today,
if you're a grandmother and you have a grandchild and she is the mother of that grandchild, it would seem to me you would not do such a stupid thing as to sue her over nothing.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Christy Dillon and boyfriend Stephen Lindstrom say neighbor Danny Chandler owes for vet and medical bills due to a dog attack. Danny is countersuing for assault, harassment, and vandalism to his car.
Okay. If he came here and said, I'm responsible, but I don't have the money, then we're out of here, it would be a boring program. So you owe her exactly what she says you owe her. Now, we're going to get to your counterclaim, because you do have a counterclaim. Your counterclaim says that when you got to the spot where she was with your dog, she got up and she was poking her finger at you.
She was very irate, which is understandable.
Excuse me?
She was very irate, which is understandable.
She was very irate? Are you kidding me? She was poking her finger at you in your forehead, and that's the assault. Now, do you have medical bills for that?
No.
Do you have medical bills? Did you see a doctor?
No.
Not interested. The second thing, however, that you claim is that the boyfriend vandalized your car the next morning. You saw that?
Yes. Later that evening?
First, tell me your name.
Oh, my name's Mitchell Hankins.
How do you know the defendant?
I'm his roommate.
Go ahead.
Okay, later that, early that morning, 1 o'clock, I heard something loud hitting the car or something.
Look here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Excuse me, I'm nervous. I looked out the window and I grabbed Daddy's attention. I was like, hey, that looks like the guy that you got that had the altercation with, the girlfriend. And so we called the cops. The cops showed up, but he was already gone.
Do you have the police report?
I don't.
They don't have a police report because there was no police report for the dog incident.
No, just police report. You said the car was vandalized.
The car was vandalized.
Well, if the police show up, then there's a police report.
In Tulsa, they barely do anything.
I do not understand. If both of you say that you witnessed in the early morning hours of the 17th, you witnessed vandalism. We're not talking about so long ago. You witnessed vandalism.
Yes.
Of your car, and you named the person who you saw doing it. You said, this was the person who I had an earlier incident with. I do not believe that the police would not take a report. Did you vandalize his car?
No, Your Honor.
Did the police ever come to discuss the vandalizing of the car?
No.
I want you to take a pen and show me where your car is.
Car is right here.
And where were you?
I was out looking out the window when I heard the kicking.
What window?
The front window.
You were looking out the front window?
Yes.
So you were up?
Yes, I was.
And what about him?
He was up too.
Did you go outside?
No.
I don't believe you. I don't know whether he didn't do it or not, but I don't believe that you saw him outside doing anything to your car, because if there were tires that were slashed on your car and you saw him, then you, two of you would have gone outside and said, what are you doing to the car? Because it takes somebody a while to flatten four tires. You hear one pop and you run outside, especially if you're right here.
Yes.
And you hear a tire pop, you run outside. All you have to do is walk out the front door. So you say not only slashed four tires, but also damaged the door, and you never walked outside. That's what you're telling me.
Yes.
Back, goodbye. Goodbye. Judgment for the plaintiff and the amount requested in the complaint, which is $652. That's all. Goodbye.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I'm just glad it's over with.
I'm incredibly happy with the decision.
They've been harassing me through it all.
Absolutely not.
I hope they leave me alone.
Vicious dogs need to be on a leash and behind a fence.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter, Rosenberg versus Barragan. Step forward.
Anna Rosenberg is suing her grandson's mother, Belinda Barragan, for a breast pump she allowed her to borrow.
Miss Barragan, how many children do you have?
One, Your Honor.
How old is that child?
He's 15 months.
And who's the father of that child?
Mrs. Rosenberg's son.
Has Miss Rosenberg ever seen her grandson?
Yes, ma'am.
How often?
Not often, since we're going through a custody dispute.
Prior to that?
Prior to that, maybe every other month.
And you're going through a custody dispute with her son?
Correct.
Who's not here today?
Correct, Your Honor.
Is that right?
Correct.
And you have this ridiculous lawsuit that you filed,
well,
which I'm going to tell you is more than ridiculous. I'm going to tell you why it's more than ridiculous.
Okay.
Great.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
So now let me understand this. You knock at the door, and she opens the door. This is what you just said to me, and you said, where's my breast pump?
I asked her, may I have my breast pump back?
Not where's the grandbaby.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Anna Rosenberg says her grandson's mother, Belinda Barragan, borrowed her breast pump and refuses to return it.
Now, just so that everybody else out there understands what the lawsuit is about, when Miss Barragan was pregnant, you loaned her a breast pump. You loaned her a breast pump to use because she was breastfeeding the baby,
yes,
your grandchild. And I assume that when you loaned her that, everything was fine. Well, Miss Barragan and your son are no longer in a relationship. I don't care what the reason is. The reason is really not important. They're not together anymore. The one thing that is clear is that if she's going through a custody dispute with your son, that means that your son is not contesting that he's the father of the child, and he wants custody of the child. That's clear as an old family court judge. So when I say your stupid lawsuit, because if you're a grandmother and you have a grandchild, and she is the mother of that grandchild, and in all probability, she is at least going to have shared custody of your grandson, it would seem to me you would not do such a stupid thing as to sue her over nothing. Now you have my opinion. Now you can tell me all about the breast pump in 3 minutes or less. Now you understand what I think of you.
I do understand.
Great.
And you're going to hear me out.
Listen to me.
Okay.
I'm going to hear you out about the breast pump. When you gave it to her, what you said to her, when you asked for it back for the first time, and what she said to you, that's all I care about.
I don't care about
your son. I don't care about the custody dispute. All I care about is the ridiculous breast pump. Go.
I actually purchased this when I had my last son for $360 from a lactating nurse.
How long ago was that?
14 years.
Okay.
Obviously, this pump is not for me.
Just 14 years ago is an awful lot of depreciation. Keep going. Keep going.
These machines do not depreciate.
Listen to me. Listen to me carefully.
Okay.
You bought it 14 years ago. And now I want to know when you gave it to the defendant and under what circumstances.
I loaned it to
her
after
you turned it over to her and I was
my grandson.
And you said to her, when you turned it over to her, you said to her what?
You can use my breast pump.
Great. And?
And she took it and she used it.
And?
After she stopped breastfeeding him about approximately 3 months, I asked for it back.
So you said to her, now you're not breastfeeding anymore. I would like it back.
Yes, so that I can...
And she said to you...
Sure, I will give it back to you. I have it packed away as I'm in the process of moving right now.
Great. She said, I'll give it back to you. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
She moved, and I was having visitation, weekly visits on Fridays at her godmother's house.
Great.
I then asked her face-to-face for it on a Friday visit.
Just a minute. You were coming... For a visit...
With my grandson.
With your grandson. And you do understand that there are no jurisdictions where grandparents have a right to visitation. You do understand that?
Yes, I do.
So that by her allowing you to have visitation with your grandson, that was a nice thing.
Yes.
So now let me understand this. You knock at the door, and she opens the door. This is what you just said to me, and you said, where's my breast pump?
I asked her, may I have my breast pump back?
Not where's the grandbaby.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, so you visit in the front yard, you knocked at the door, where's my breast pump? And she said...
I thought you gave that to me.
Yes.
Was her reply.
Sure, just a second. And?
I said, no, Belinda, I did not give it to you. I loaned that to you.
Okay. And she said to you?
Oh, well. And she closed the door.
And?
I then...
Is that your story?
Yes. Then...
Is that, just a minute. Is that the story?
Yes, that's my story.
Okay. She's right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you why she's right. Because I take everything that you say as gospel. Mm-hmm. Because nowhere, and I asked you twice, you said to her, here is the breast pump for you to use, and nowhere in the twice that I asked you to repeat that did you say to me that you said to her, and when you're finished using it, I want it back.
I did.
Goodbye.
Your Honor, I did say that.
Please excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I got a concussion.
I would like to see your medical records with regard to the assault.
I did not went to the doctor.
You did not go to a hospital?
No.
You made it up. Is that what you're telling me?
Judge Judy.
It has nothing to do with the separation of my son.
The breast pump, the last I saw it, was when her son took me and my son against my will to her house.
I don't know what she's trying to do. I think she's very mature and needs to grow up, and maybe she will one day.
He took me by force. He told me, get in the car. We're going to go talk to my mother. Took all the baby's gear, including the breast pump, in the car.
As long as I have my grandson, that's all I need.
I think she's being spiteful for the fact that I'm going through a custody battle with her son, and she doesn't get to see her grandson as often as she'd like.